With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Downtown Miami is the venue for tonight's third GOP presidential primary debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
This debate is being held on the home turf of two Republican candidates, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida resident Donald Trump. But only DeSantis will be on the debate stage here this evening. He'll be standing next to former Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley, alongside Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Meanwhile, Trump is hosting a nearby campaign rally at this hour. It's the third time he chose to skip a primary debate and participate in a competing event. Greg Clugston at the GOP debate in Miami.
The GOP-led House Oversight Committee subpoenas first son Hunter Biden, his uncle James Biden, and other members of the president's family.
The House panel took the remarkable step of requesting that Hunter and his wife Melissa Cohen, as well as James and his wife Sarah Biden, sit for transcribed interviews. Furthermore, the committee asked for depositions from Haley Biden, the widow of Beau Biden, and her sister Elizabeth Secundi. The panel is also requesting to speak with Tony Bobulinski, whom Hunter Biden's attorney have accused of lying to the FBI. Republican committee members also issued a subpoena for Hunter Biden's former business partner, Rob Walker. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Complaints about air travelers soaring. The U.S. Transportation Department said Wednesday the consumer complaints about airlines nearly doubled in the first 3 months of this year, compared with the same period last year, and kept rising in April and May. Those are the latest figures from the government. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 40 points, but the Nasdaq rose 10. The S&P advanced 4. Oil down $2.04 to $75.33 a barrel. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The gay games and athletic competition exclusively for homosexuals is underway in Hong Kong, this despite opposition from city lawmakers. Conservative councilmen are warning Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee to beware of bad ideologies and acts of soft resistance. They argue the gay games advocate for legalizing same-sex marriage, a move which would violate a national security law China's imposed on the former British colony. SRN News. Ivanka Trump testifies she had no role in her father Donald Trump's personal financial statements, which are central to the civil fraud trial that could reshape the family business. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ivanka Trump took the witness stand Wednesday, telling the court, I wasn't involved in his statement of financial condition, about her role as Donald Trump's daughter and an executive vice president at the family business, which she left to go with her father to the White House. She was dropped from the state attorney general's lawsuit alleging Trump inflated his wealth to secure loans. But the state still says she was central to some deals. Ivanka Trump testified she did not recall ever having provided asset valuation information. She did recall being shown, in her words, a few documents that referenced financial statements, but she said that was not something I was involved in. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.